This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two more people were killed in Myanmar on Tuesday as thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators took to the streets again in Yangon and several other towns to oppose military rule of the country since February 1st. Myanmar security forces have since killed more than 500 civilians, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Three of the country's armed ethnic rebel groups, meanwhile, made a joint statement on Tuesday threatening the junta with retaliation if it does not stop killing protesters. On Monday, security forces killed 14 people during demonstrations in towns across the nation following the deadliest weekend since the February 1st military takeover. Eight of the deaths that took place on Monday occurred in Myanmar's main city, Yangon. Protests took place throughout the country. The United Nations says Myanmar's security forces killed at least 107 people on Saturday as the regime staged a major show of might for the nation's Armed Forces Day. Human rights abuses proliferated across the globe in 2020, according to the United States State Department, which on Tuesday published its annual review of how the world's governments treat their people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters the trend lines on human rights continue to move in the wrong direction. Blinken also said the coronavirus pandemic led to unique challenges, with some governments using the crisis as a pretext to restrict rights and consolidate authoritarian rule. The report said women and children are at heightened risk of gender-based and domestic violence because of pandemic lockdowns. Other marginalized populations are also vulnerable. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.